You're listening to SBS News.
It's the assassination attempt that shocked a nation, with news of the incident reverberating around the world. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was greeting supporters outside her Buenos Aires home when she was confronted by a gunman this week. The 69-year-old is currently in the midst of a corruption trial on charges that she denies. The vice president of Argentina, a deeply divisive figure in a deeply split country. She came narrowly close to losing her life when the gunman who was standing close by pulled the trigger in front of her face. Mrs. de Kirchner ducked, but the weapon, despite being triggered and loaded with 5 bullets, failed to fire. There was confusion as the crowd struggled to understand what had just happened.
Cristina didn't know either because she said, leave him alone, he dropped something. But no, he dropped the gun because a guy hit him on the arm.
The attack may have failed, but the incident triggered a wave of sympathy and support. In a split second, Mrs. de Kirchner went from a polarising politician to an innocent victim. Argentina's president, Alberto Fernandez, is labelling the attack the most serious threat since the country returned to democratic rule in 1983.
This is the most serious event we have gone through since Argentina returned to democracy. Cristina remains alive because of a reason that is yet to be confirmed technically. The weapon that had 5 bullets did not fire despite being triggered.
Argentines awoke to headlines, including a gun to democracy's head. Police say they found more than 100 bullets at the home of the gunman. His motive is not known, but there are unconfirmed reports that he is a far-right sympathiser. Political analyst Javier Faje told Al Jazeera the attack could work in the vice president's favour.
The video shows very clearly a gun against her head, and that's the shock in Argentina society is so huge that that might help her, ironically, to regain some of the popularity that she might have lost among people who do not agree with her.
A national holiday was declared in the aftermath, and hundreds of thousands of supporters packed into the capital's Plaza de Mayo next to the presidential offices. Some brandished flags, signs and pins with messages of support for the vice president.
We were saved from something terrible. I cannot even comprehend what would have happened if something had happened to Cristina last night.
Mrs. de Kirchner is an experienced political operator who rose to power alongside her husband, Néstor Kirchner. But she's been dogged by allegations of corruption, which she rejects. She portrays herself as a woman of the people and has never discouraged comparisons with Eva Perón, another first lady turned president who polarised the nation. Her miraculous escape will only add to the intrigue. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.